Wow, my brain is totally fried after that project management in L&D conference.
I know, right? Virtual conferences, you think you'll have time to like catch your breath?
But no, it's like a whirlwind of info.
Totally. And this TLDC one was a whole week
A whole week.
packed with sessions.
So good, though.
They had such a good mix, like everything from AI to like really practical tips for managing those daily tasks.
Yeah, speaking of AI, did you catch Margie's talk, the brain lady?
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
AI writing emails for you? Come on, that's like next level stuff.
And it's not just, the cool factor.
Yeah.
She made a really good point about how AI can free us up.
To actually like be creative.
Exactly. Imagine if you didn't have to spend hours on those reports every month.
Or those like weekly status updates that nobody reads anyway.
You could focus on the fun stuff.
Okay, but the thing that really threw my mind was that example she gave
Which one?
about the AI that like factors in everyone's vacations when it builds the project timeline.
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
Talk about working smarter, not harder, right?
Seriously, it makes you wonder what project management will even look like in a few years.
Right. And it was interesting because for all the talk about AI and the future of work, there was also a lot of focus on,
On the human side of things. Yeah,
exactly.
like Donna Boucher's session on Zen project management.
Oh, how good was that?
So good. Like, finally, someone gets it.
Right. It's not just about checking boxes and hitting
It's
deadlines.
about, inner peace.
Well, yeah, and being able to actually show up as our best selves.
Which, let's be real, can be tough when you're juggling a million things.
Tell me about it.
But she has some really good tips, like that thing she said about her kids being able to tell when a project was stressing her out.
Because she gets snappy.
Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so me.
It's so true, though, right? Like, our work impacts everything else.
Totally. So her point about setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care, it really hit home.
Yeah, that's something I'm definitely going to be more mindful of.
Me too. Okay, so we've talked about AI and Zen. What else?
Well, we did get a ton of practical advice too, which was great.
Oh yeah, like Christine's session, she was a gold mine of tips.
I loved her emphasis on keeping things simple.
Yes. Because it's easy to get overwhelmed by all the tools and jargon.
Totally. Sometimes you just need a plan, some clear milestones, and good communication.
Absolutely. And visual tools.
Gantt charts for the win.
Okay, so to recap, define your milestones, use visuals, and what was the third thing?
Don't skip those post-project reviews.
Oh, right, the postmortems.
Yes. Kathy Lemmy called them that.
God, I love her. But seriously, taking the time to reflect on what worked and what didn't, so important.
It's like the key to continuous improvement, right?
Totally. And speaking of teams.
This is where things get really interesting. Remember Lisa's talk about roles and
Oh,
responsibilities?
yeah, because who hasn't had a project go sideways because nobody knew who was doing what?
Preach. It's like a recipe for disaster.
Okay, but she had a solution, right?
Yeah.
What was that acronym again? RACI. It stands for Responsible, Accountable, Consulted, Informed.
RACI, right. Okay. And basically, it's a way to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. No more guessing games or last-minute scrambles.
Okay. So, RACI, gonna add that to my to-do list. What else? I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
Oh, we've got plenty more to unpack, but maybe we should save some for our next deep dive session. We don't want to overload our
Good
listeners.
point. Good point. Okay, listeners, stay tuned for part two, where we'll dive even deeper into the world of project management in L&D.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, all the juicy takeaways.
So much good stuff.
One thing that really got me thinking was this whole idea of agility.
Which, hello, isn't that like the name of the game in L&D? Things change so fast.
Exactly. And you got to be ready to adapt. Bill Brantley, he had some really interesting things to say about
Oh
that.
yeah, different project life cycles, right?
Yeah, like beyond the whole waterfall method.
Okay, because he did mention a few others like lean and exploratory, but I gotta be honest, those kind of went over my head. Okay, well, imagine like you're building a micro-learning module, right?
Okay.
So it's short, focused, you want to get it out there quickly.
Got it.
That's lean. It's all about maximizing value without a lot of extra fluff.
Okay, makes sense. So, what about exploratory?
So think about something like a branching scenario for an e-learning course.
Okay, yeah.
You might not know exactly how it's going to play out from the start, right?
True.
You need room to experiment, get feedback, make adjustments along the way.
So, it's more fluid, less rigid.
Exactly. And that's what the exploratory life cycle is all about.
It's funny because it kind of reminds me of instructional design itself,
Totally. You're
Thought.
constantly iterating, refining based on what you're learning.
Exactly. So, okay, we've got all these different approaches, but we need to know how to actually use them, right?
Right. And that's where those core project management skills come in.
Communication, stakeholder management, all that good stuff.
And it was interesting because Tamara actually made this point in her session. She was saying how getting her PMP certification.
Oh, yeah. It didn't just make her a better project manager,
Shit.
it actually made her a better instructional designer, too.
Now that's fascinating. I never thought about it like that.
It makes sense, though, when you think about it, right?
Because instructional design is kind of like project management in itself.
Exactly. You're setting goals, managing resources, evaluating outcomes.
So really, it's about having that project management mindset.
Yes. And applying those principles to everything we do in L&D.
I love that. So it's not just about the tools, it's about the way we think.
Exactly. And speaking of tools, Olivia gave this really great talk about how her team uses this multi-platform project management system.
Oh yeah, that sounded intense.
It was, but what I really appreciated was her honesty about the learning curve.
Because it wasn't all sunshine and roses, right?
Right, she emphasized the importance of finding what works for your team.
Even if it means starting small and gradually building up.
Exactly. It's like you wouldn't try to run a marathon without training for it.
Right.
Okay, so we've talked about agility, finding the right tools, what else? I feel like there's still so much to unpack here.
Oh, so much. But I think one thing we should definitely touch on is, the human side of all this.
Yeah, because it's easy to get caught up in the technical stuff, the tools,
Totally.
but at the end of the day, it's about people, right?
Exactly. And like those soft skills, they really
Yeah,
matter.
communication, empathy, all that jazz.
Remember Carlos? He told that story about the project that was like headed for
Sure,
disaster.
yeah.
And he noticed one of his team members seemed off.
Right, and he took the time to actually check in with them.
And it turned out it was a personal thing, totally unrelated to work, but it was impacting their ability to
And
focus.
just by listening, by being present, Carlos was able to turn things around.
It's a good reminder, right? Sometimes the best thing we can do as leaders is just be human.
Be a human, exactly.
And that kind of ties into this whole idea of psychological safety, which came up a few times.
Yes. Creating that space where everyone feels safe to, speak up.
Exactly, to share ideas, to even admit when they're struggling.
Without feeling like they're going to get shot down or judged.
Right, and that doesn't just happen magically.
No.
It takes effort, it takes intention.
So how do we do that? How do we actually create that kind of environment?
Well, I think it starts with us, right? As leaders, we have to model that behavior.
Walk the walk.
Exactly. Be open to feedback ourselves. Be willing to admit when we don't have all the answers.
And create a space where it's okay to fail forward,
Yes. Celebrate the mistakes.
Learn from them.
Because that's how we grow, right?
Exactly. Okay, so much good stuff here. I feel like we could talk about this for days.
I know, right? But we've got to wrap it up sometime.
Okay, so listeners, if you're feeling overwhelmed, just remember,
Take a deep breath.
project management, it's a journey, not a sprint, right?
Exactly. And it's a journey best taken together.
With a supportive team, the right tools, and maybe a little bit of zen along the way,
Yeah.
and a whole lot of coffee.
Oh, always coffee. Okay, listeners, that's a wrap on this deep dive into project management in L&D. Thanks for joining us. See you next time.